you doing, Doc?
I'm here.
You doing well?
Ready to go. Ready to go.
And blessed. Blessed to be alive.
Yes,
and I just
want to
jump right into this one.
Oh, let's go.
Out off the press.
Let's go.
This idea of authority and leadership. Right? So when I think of authority, and then you can just provide some insights here. For me, when I think of authority, I think of, well, I try to tie it to a leader, is someone that brings the best out of people,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
So share some insights on what you know, your idea, the idea of authority and leadership, and what are your thoughts around that?
Well, I look at people that are in authority to be people that, even though they may have that title of authority, they still are people that have very good communication, have very good mindsets, in that I hope that their mind is not one that thinks, I'm the leader here. What I say
goes.
Goes.
I shouldn't be questioned.
Don't question.
Ooh, that brings, I'm thinking of something to ask you, because you're healthcare related.
Yeah.
And I want to go right there, but
go.
When we think about physicians, clinicians.
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
So, but as you were talking, it came to mind, it just popped up. But when you think about physicians and clinicians, from exposure, I think, okay, I'm trying to think how I'm going to frame this, but some physicians feel like they should not be questioned because of, I guess, the education that they went through to get to the point. I don't know. I don't understand it.
I think some may feel that way, but now I don't want to clump them all together.
Well, of course not.
Because some do feel that way.
Yeah.
Honestly, they do feel that way. And then there's others that are very down to earth.
Yeah.
Now, those that you know are of that nature, that does not want to be questioned, I still will question, but I will question them in a way in which I'm not threatening. You don't. That's the main thing.
Of
I think
course.
That you don't want to. Some individuals now will.
Oh no! Of course.
Will challenge them and see.
It?
Yeah, and that's not appropriate.
Oh yeah, no.
See, so that's not appropriate to do that. It's
no,
not.
I get you. I'm with you.
It's not
on
appropriate
that.
To do that. But I'm gonna say this. You know, there may be some that don't want to be questioned because I know. But then I feel that the majority don't mind being questioned. It's how they're questioned, when they're questioned, where they're questioned.
Yeah.
Because, again, you know.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
Questioning a clinician, I understand you're saying time, place, location, all that's important. Mm-hmm. And I was just using clinician as an example.
Okay.
But as a leader, whether it's in healthcare, whether it's outside of healthcare, whether it's corporate, for me, I would want for people to challenge my knowledge, because that's the only way I feel I would grow. If I believe that everything that I've learned is quote unquote the right way and there's nothing more that I can learn that's gonna help propel me forward, i.e. where I brought up the clinician thing, to some physicians, if you ask questions that maybe they might feel threatened about, you know, whatever it may be, it's like almost like, who are you to ask me that question? I'm the expert. I went to school for 10, 15 years, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I don't care if you went to school for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's none of my business. If I ask a question, it means I didn't fully understand what you just said, and as a clinician that went to school and did all these things, you should be able to give me a rational explanation to answer my question. It's as simple as that.
You should, and they should. I still say the majority of them would, but you do have those that will speak like that. Why would you would question why you're questioning me? I am.
Yeah.
Who I am. Unfortunately, that's just some of the stigma that's out there.
Yeah.
It's not going away.
It's not, right?
It's not going away.
Yeah. Well, when I'm not here to say I'm trying to save the world.
Yeah.
But for me, I always tie it back to my own personal interactions with people.
Mm-hmm.
Just even with, I use physicians as an example, but if you think of leadership, people in like VP roles and things mm-hmm. of that nature, some of them have the same ideas of just do what I say, implement my idea because it's my idea and it's going to work. Versus if you try to challenge that, they try to look for, you know, ways to shut down your idea,
mm-hmm.
right? Because their way or the highway. So I've seen it all. I've been exposed to different avenues of it.
It can be, that could cause some very, very difficult working relationships with
that.
So I think from being in healthcare for almost 40 some years, I've seen a lot, and I've questioned, but I feel that as long as you're showing respect to the individuals, everybody's respecting each other, you can question. Now, that's not 100% of all of them. I'm just saying I have found that if I am respectful of them, they are respectful of me.
Yeah.
But then there are those that are outside the box.
One-offs. Yeah, that's
There's
right.
One-offs, and no matter what you do, they're going to do it. And what you have to do, make your decision. Are you going to be the bigger person?
Yeah.
And just sit there and agree to disagree and just move on.
Yeah, that's so authority and leadership. That's a topic that for me that can go in so many different directions.
It can.
There's so many different definitions and things of that nature. For me, I try to break it down, make it, you know, simplicity and clarity. That's just how I try to keep things. If I'm in a leadership position, the people that follow me as a leader should feel that they can question me in any capacity.
I agree.
Of course, I still have to. You have the healthy bound. You still, as a leader, need to have the healthy boundaries
mm-hmm.
of the people that follow you. Of course, but nothing is is out of the box.
Right. I don't want them to be afraid of not to question.
That's the thing.
There's
a lot of
fear
based leadership, like in the world today.
Yeah, but I don't know everything.
Yeah.
I might be titled a leader, but I don't know everything.
We're all humans.
I open that door.
Yeah.
I make sure that door is open. Listen, if I am doing something that you feel is not appropriate, come on, let me know about it. Let me know about it so we can talk about it.
We're
I'm
humans.
Good with that.
We're all human beings. And this. Go ahead.
Oh, what I did.
Whoa.
Okay. So let me.
I'm just sitting here.
We need a story.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me tell you about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that. See, that's the thing. That's the spatial coordinates, the time, location. That's where I think you're getting at. Like, if we're talking to like a surgeon and they're in the middle of surgery and you're an assistant and you want to question why are you doing this versus that, that's not the time or place for that.
Not the time or
but
place.
But that's a good question. So you want to touch on that a little bit?
Well, I'm scared to touch it. No.
No fear, doc.
No. Okay. So. Now, the doctor wasn't happy with me when I did it, but I work in an emergency setting, of course. I've been an emergency room nurse for a long time. I don't know everything, but I just do know the protocols and things that we usually follow. So one day, a doctor had asked for something, some medication. Do we have this medicine? And I said, yeah, we have this medicine. Like, it's a narcotic. Yeah, we have it. Yeah, okay. And then I said, "Well, how much would you like to give?" Well, give him at least a full milligram. Okay, I said, but are we going to look at the patient? The patient is small, and you know the patient's not like 200 pounds versus like 110. and you want me to give him a milligram of medication? Yeah, they're hurting really bad. Okay, I understand. But do you think we could try, like, half of that and see how half of it works for the patient? No, I want you to give him the full milligram. Well, okay. I said, okay, doctor, I realize that, but I have to err on the side of safety. Okay? And we went back and forth and back and forth. And I gave the 1 milligram, uh-oh, like they asked.
Uh-oh.
Because I couldn't seem to get him to understand. So I gave it. Because it was the doctor's order. I'm not the physician. I can't do that. I can talk about that. I can ask him to be safe. But when I looked back on that, I should have said what I thought about later was this. Doctor, I'm sorry, but I can't do that because I'm going to err on the side of patient safety. But that one, I went ahead and I monitored my patient very closely. There was no adverse reactions or anything like that, thank God. But doesn't mean that it couldn't have.
Yeah.
And I look back on that, and I grew from that one episode there. I didn't change it then, but I was very nervous. There was no negative outcome for the patient, thank God, because I was watching one-on-one very closely with my patient. But this is as a younger nurse. As you've gotten older and wiser.
Oh, I have a question for you, Doc.
You say, sorry, doctor, I would like to do it this way.
I have a question, yes, for that. So the idea you just presented, mm-hmm, if an authority figure comes and gives you a task,
okay,
and then gives you step-by-step, do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at the steps,
mm-hmm,
and then you identify a more efficient way to do things,
mm-hmm,
the story you just told, you said you went ahead and did what the doctor asked,
mm-hmm,
but in this case, this question is, would you do it the way the step-by-step that the authority figure presented, or would you do it the way you figured out that can make the process more efficient?
I'm going to do it the way, if I'm told to do it this way.
And it's still within the parameters.
It's still within the parameters. If I'm told to do it this way, but I know from experience, by doing it that way, it was better for the patient if I did this.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this, yeah, better for the patient is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'll tell you why I say that. For transparency, for me in the past, is I've identified ways to make things easier, do things easier, but I kind of like maybe moved that to the side and still did what the authority figure wanted me to do because pleasing them, thinking, mm-hmm, if I do what they say, that somehow this all ties to the people pleasing thing for me.
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Back then, if I do what they say, they're going to like me, they're going to like my work, and there's a reason why they're in the leadership position, so just do what I say. But with age,
yeah,
and experience, and remembering now that everybody is human.
Exactly. And
titles or not.
And I got to say this. I know you may not want to speak up, but I will speak up. Oh, I will speak up. And I'm saying this. I'm not I respect the authority and the position of my coworkers, all of them, physicians, leadership, all of them. I respect them in their roles. But if I have a concern about something, I'm going to speak it to them. And then if they tell me, if I want to do something this way and they say, no, I want to do it that way, as long as it's not going to cause harm to the patient or that I don't see it causing any harm to the patient, but if I see it's going to cause any harm to the patient, I will relieve myself.
I've seen you do this. Like, you're very stringent, number one, with sticking the process. Like, you're, like, I admire that. And speaking up, that piece. To be honest, I got to do that more. I don't think I'm even.
But now, let me say this. I wasn't always that way.
Yeah. I got to do more of that. Yeah, because it's still difficult at times.
It is. It can be difficult at times. Yes. Yes.
Whereas if you're dealing with a, you know, relationship to an authority figure in the business context, it's kind of just about profit, right? Like, I'm going to do it this way because it's more efficient for the company, it's more profitable or whatever. But if you do it that way and you make the boss mad, and you're not doing yourself any favors.
It is.
Than dealing with a doctor where the outcome is another person's life or health.
Yeah. Yeah. That's we're talking apples and oranges, because let me tell you, when it comes down to life and death, you know, we are in the healthcare field of.
It's different, yeah.
It's different, and we have to do the right thing. You have to do the right thing, and you have to speak up, because failure to speak up could cause you to lose your license.
Yeah,
it's critical. It is critical that
more ramifications.
Yes, it's more ramifications.
Yeah, in the corporate environment, I hear the question. I hear what you're saying. This person has an influence, and that's, man, that there's a push and pull, I think, internally that happens for me with that when it comes to, okay, this person ties to, or is, you know, is connected to maybe making a decision that could impact my growth or demise within the organization. But I always stand by the truth. Because what happens is when I do the thing that's gonna please them to just only focus on the elevation of my career, it doesn't sit well with me internally. And that's for me, I rather feel good when I'm by myself away from all that, then do that for some unforeseen promotion or whatever in the future that, to me, I don't even know what that even looks like, because no one knows what they're doing. We're all just every day just trying to figure it out. All these guys in these leadership positions, including myself, when we wake up, it's all trial and error. Never try, like, I pay close attention to not trying to frame that I know exactly what it is that I'm doing. That's, of course, you know, you have proof of things, right? You've done something long enough or enough times to where you've seen the same outcome. Fine, through repetition. That's important, yeah. But no one knows what they're doing. We wake up every day. We're all trying to figure it out. So for me, doing what is right for me, the truth, and then walking away and not getting, quote unquote, maybe that promotion, whatever that is more important to me than doing what that person wants, pleasing them, and then having to swallow the pit in my stomach, knowing that that didn't even align with what I wanted to do in any way. So, you know, it's just, but everyone's different.
That's
just my perspective.
It truly is, but it's hard. In And with that authority line, especially the two things that you had said, Tony, when it affects one's job, livelihood, versus, you know, patient interaction with the physicians and things like that. It's tough. That has took place. Wow. I mean, about a year ago, I had an opportunity working with some physicians and with staff. You know, my peers. I'm the leader, and I'm working with them. But there was a time where they didn't follow what was given to them by the physician. Instead of them talking to the physician, well, he won't mind.
Whoo, assumptions.
You never assume anything. I learned from that because the actions that was taken on that employee was not good. They ended up losing their job.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't want to ever be in that situation. I have to do the right things. And if I lose my job because I did the right thing, I'll be okay.
So you remember I spoke about this was in a previous chat, about the four agreements, which is, I think, be impeccable with your words. Never make assumptions is another one.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I just got exposed to literally this past weekend. This idea of, I didn't realize I was doing this so much.
Okay.
Because when someone brought it up and brought it to light, mm-hmm. I was like, what? Was I had this thing of trying to predict what reasons why people did what they did.
Oh.
So intentions behind certain things. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize I was doing it. My wife brought it up at first. She was like, when we're talking, I want you to like just focus on what I'm saying versus why you think I'm saying it or where you think I'm going with it. I was like, what do you mean? I don't do that. She's like,
oh, she's read your mind already. See, yeah, see, you're not listening to
someone
her.
Someone else said it to me the same day. I'm not kidding. The same day, someone else, I was talking to them, and then they told me, oh, I'll give you the example that they said. Like, they didn't get invited to a birthday party, mm-hmm. right? And this was like close, not a birthday party, a baby gender reveal.
Okay.
And this is a close family member to her.
Okay.
So she didn't get invited. And she's like, I didn't think anything of it. But when she told me the story, I was just like, they thought of you. They intentionally left you out of it. Where could I have gotten that from? She looked at me and said, there's no facts behind what you just said. Unless if I would have saw text message exchanges between these people saying, don't invite me, like the person she said, like put their name there, then I can believe they intentionally left me out versus assuming that they did because they have no facts to back that up.
Yeah, you had no facts, but you just made that assumption.
It's like my intuition or my gut feeling. I overutilized it.
Right.
In certain moments.
But she called you out. What facts? Where are you getting that from?
I learned that, and I'm telling you, it's completely changed my life because now I literally, I catch myself doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull all the way back.
Now that's good that you can catch.
Oh, it's a game changer.
That's good.
Because the mind wants to run rampant. Like, it wants to go. It wants to be like, because it wants to keep you comfortable. That's why they did it. It's like, and then it's always me putting myself as a victim. That's what I've caught. It's always like, they're doing that to hurt, like to, I was like, why do you think the whole world is thinking about you, number one? I'm talking about myself here. And why do you think everyone is out to get you? Mm-hmm. And why do you think everyone's just planning to isolate you? Where's all this coming from?
Where is it coming from?
I don't know. That's a different conversation on another day.
It seems like it's something.
That just triggered that thought.
It's something that you've dealt with, that you've, something in your growing up or just interactions and things that has happened
yeah.
in your lifetime to where it's like, wow, it seems like a lot of negativity comes from things.
That's what a friend of mine, Lionel, said. He said it comes from maybe you've had a not so pleasant experience with those people in the past. So you what happens is your mind tries to now predict using that old data, which I don't want to do that.
I know you don't want to do it, but your mind is going back. You are listening. Somebody's talking to you, and you're listening. And when that comes out, you're like, See, it's already in there, and you're already configuring about what you. Sheesh. You're not leaving. You're not focused on what they're. You're back over
and
there.
That's what I'm thinking, Doc. Like, this has probably been impacting my ability to fully listen to things and to people. Because if my mind is already trying to predict outcomes, how can you try to be doing it? You're not.
You're not listening.
And I started like, oh, man, I was looking myself in that mirror. But we'll talk about that another time. Because I can keep going on this because I just, and this happened a couple of days ago. Wow. And I've literally just caught, like, I do this so much. And I'm like, what? I never realized that I was doing it.
Until they brought it to your attention.
And I promise you, now, it's now that I've, like, have awareness around it, I learn faster because I think I'm listening more.
Yeah.
Like,
I think you're making a conscious effort now that you know that you do this. You are making a conscious effort, and you're overcompensating, or you're overwatching yourself. You're like, okay, what am I saying? Okay, let me watch what I'm saying. What am I thinking? I gotta watch that. I can't think. I gotta listen. What are they saying?
Listen to the words. Listen to the meaning of the words, or even if you don't understand, always try to maybe repeat back to the person. So, is this what you were trying to say to me?
Because everybody may have a different interpretation of a word and the meaning of that word. So if that person is taking that interpretation like this, but you know it as something else, you're going to be thinking something else.
Right. To wrap this up, I want to say I commend you as a leader. You are an example for, I believe, the world to be able to see you in action, because I'm fortunate enough that I get to see you in action as a leader. And, like, it never, because the consistency of it, and I've seen the interaction, and I've seen you, I've seen the integrity, and I've seen it. Whether you know I'm watching or not, I've seen it in action. And I want to commend you, man, and I hope, like, you know, someone can, take something away from this and implement, and hopefully it can transform their lives, too.
I hope so.
So, great convo, Doc.
Thank you.
We'll connect
soon.
Thank
you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. Always bringing the questions, Tony. We like
it. We love it.